أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أرأيتم إن كان من عند الله ثم كفرتم به من أضل ممن هو في شقاق بعيد سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق أولم يكف بربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد ألا إنهم في مرية من لقاء ربهم ألا إنه بكل شيء محيط صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about some of the qualities of man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us our weakness. As the surah comes to an end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this kitab, the Qur'an Kareem, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat that are evident all around us. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people that do you see this fact that in كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, if this kitab is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ كَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ, then you disbelieve in this kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, man adallu mimman huwa fi shiqaqin ba'id, then who is more astray than that person that goes far away in adversement, far away in opposition to the kitab of Allah and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent this kitab. Allah Ta'ala sent it to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He delivered this message. Now you have not accepted this message. And if this kitab is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is really and truly the kitab of Allah. And then if man denies, man disbelieves in this kitab, then there can be nobody else that will be more deviated than such an individual. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We shall show them our signs in the afaq. Afaq generally refers to the horizons, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the universe. Wafi anfusihim, and we will also show them our signs within themselves. Hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq, to the extent that it will become evident to them, it will become clear to them that certainly the Qur'an Kareem is really the truth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that if we look around, we look in the universe and we see all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it exists, how it coexists, the precisions with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created everything, then in it a person will see the signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. If man looks within himself, man will also see the great qudrat of Allah. Man will see the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now some have explained it a little differently, that if we relate it more specifically to the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they will realize that if they see within themselves, and that will refer to the Quraysh of Makkah, those that oppose the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would see that they came out for Badr. And when they came out for Badr, despite the fact that they had all the material power, they were defeated. And slowly but surely, they had faced defeat. They suffered losses. The caravan suffered losses. And in this way, they could see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was progressing, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to get stronger, whilst they themselves had become weaker. And this was a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed them, that this very slow destruction that had taken place, and then eventually that culminated in the 8th year of the Hijrah, when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Makkah as a conqueror of Makkah Mukarramah. So all these were signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all this Allah ta'ala showed, حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, until it will be clear to them that it is the haq, it is the truth. So in this way also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs, and if we relate it to our own lives, we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us different signs, that sometimes we become arrogant, sometimes we become too proud to fulfill the commandments of Allah, sometimes we become too haughty to inculcate the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the signs of our own weaknesses. Sometimes there's illness, there's sickness, sometimes there's challenges and difficulties. So all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us so that we can turn towards Allah. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sufficient for them? That Allah Rabbul Izzat is shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness of everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. And hence Allah is the witness of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything around. Is that not sufficient for us to see this greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ala innahum fi miryatin min liqa'i rabbihim. Then Allah says, nay, the real truth is this, that as far as the disbelievers are concerned, they in doubt with regards to their meeting Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and that is why they have not accepted Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ala innahu bi kulli shay'in muhit. Do they not realize, can they not hear, that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muhit. Allah encompasses everything. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. Allah's power encompasses everything. That a man is buried into the ground, his body decomposes, and despite the fact that his body decomposes, Allah has full knowledge about him, and Allah will resurrect him. A person drowns, and then his body is totally lost, and then his body begins to decompose in the seas and in the waters. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of every particle of that body, and Allah will bring it back to life on the day of Qiyamah. A person may be cremated, and his body becomes ash, and the person can take those ashes and throw it in the different parts of this world. Allah is all encompassing with his knowledge. Allah will bring all that back together. Then of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down this kitab. Allah has sent down this Quran. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge and Allah ta'ala's wisdom, Allah has given us and shown us and guided us to the best of deen. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب